Thank you for calling.
Okay, we're back. So there we have it. I guess I wasn't off. I wasn't off base when I said fuck off.
Okay, well, let's take a step back. Because first of all, Big Fatty.
Oh yes,
obviously he hasn't been paying attention to my Twitter. If he's criticizing me only being shirtless, Jay, because anyone that's paid any attention to my Twitter knows that. Second of all, I actually do have pantsless Jay, or at least I did on Twitter, and was doing the two separate accounts for a while. Trying to keep the shirtless one a little more. Well, I was going to say more G rated, but how about a little less X rated? But that just gets to be a pain in the ass.
Right.
So Big Fatty, open your eyes a little more. No,
he is old.
You said it, not me. But if nothing else, maybe it'll draw more attention to it when I post pictures with the big metal, 2-inch cock ring on. So yes, shirtless Jay is also often pantsless Jay. Not at the moment, although maybe. I mean, I would totally like demonstrate, putting the cock ring on right now if there's anyone more watching than just you.
I'm not good enough.
It's not going to do anything for. No, I just not, it's not going to do anything for you. I'm sure you've seen me too many times. So.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
So Big Fatty, open your eyes a little more. No.
He is old.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2383 of the BFO for Thirsty the Tooth of March 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
Show.
Big Fatty, let me guess. More so-so questions. Yes, and can you hear that? Can you ask Big Fatty? We hear it. Hello, nippies. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're nippies. You're nippies today. Big Fatty, it's not chilly. It's not nippy. No, but nippy. The nip, who you've heard me speak of here on the little show, before, he's flying in. He's flying in to, Charleston, this morning. Thursday morning, I think he gets in at about 9:30 a.m. in the morning. Big Fatty all the way from the San Francisco, it's true. And so, y'all, he's going to have the red eye. Big Fatty, he'll probably have the red ass, too. Big Fatty, motherfucker. But anyway, he's coming to town, and he'll be here from Thursday morning till I think he flies out Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. in the morning. Big Fatty, but y'all, he's on his own. He's renting a broom. Big Fatty, a Chevrolet Red, sleek, stylish, and sophisticated. Be the envy of all your friends. Well, the Ruby Red is really what's sleek, stylish, and sophisticated now. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, as I do on hump day, went to the Von's East during my lunch hour, and didn't have a whole lot that I needed to get, but y'all, they had a lot of things, buy one, get one free. So y'all, they had the good Arby's curly fries, buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had, I got a couple of bags of the bag solid, the veggie lover, and the Caesar solid. Y'all, they had something called radish coins. Big Fatty, is that like a carrot disc? It is. It's little coins of radishes that look delicious, and they had a little coupon on there. Y'all, they had the good yogurt that I like on sale, buy one, get one free. Y'all, I got me a dozen eggs. Y'all, they had the good strawberries. Normally, they're 2 for $5, but a couple of times a year, they're 3 for $5, and that's the way they were this week. Y'all, I got some beer battered scrimps. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had the good citrus solid in the grapefruit sections, 5 for $10, so I got 5 of those. No, the 10 for $10. Y'all, they had the good Pepper Jack and Kraft cheeses and the sharp cheddar. So I buy one, get one free. So I got that. Y'all, they had boneless pork chops. Buy one, get one free. And they had some pepperoncini. You know those little peppers you put on a solid? I'm sure I've pronounced that wrong. Yes, McFaddy. Y'all, they were on sale. Y'all, the Nip had requested that I get him some cran grape juice. And y'all, they believe it or not, it was on sale. Buy one, get one free. Y'all, I got some more blue cheese solid dressing. It was buy one, get one free. And y'all, I got a couple of more of those Marie Callender chicken pot pies. It's the Parmesan chicken. Y'all, they're just delicious. And y'all, I got the old person discount. Y'all, I spent $41.44, but I saved $37.92. Big Fatty, that's almost 50%. Your straight boyfriend's gonna have, your Northeast straight boyfriend is gonna have writer's cramp from putting all that down on his, tabitations. Yes, Big Fatty!
It's February Content Contest Month. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the fat one with so-so questions. Because that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall of giving away gift cards for mediocrity. It's February Content Contest Month. Come on, get on the ball. Call, email, or comment with those mediocre questions.
That is correct. And first of all, dig up. Thank you so much for that totally original, never used before, thrown together and you know, just a half-ass bumper. We just love it. It's perfect for So-So Question Month, which is over. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, I still got lots of So-So questions. Going to try to catch up on the voice letters and the e-letters and the post over there to the BFO today and tomorrow. Now, y'all, I will let you know that tomorrow's for writers show is going to be pre-recorded. Yes, Big Fatty. That way the Nip and I can go out and have supper or take a walk around Fat Acres or something like that. So Big Fatty's doing double duty. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about your colon.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is the Laughing Buddha, the self-appointed spambassador to the BFO. And actually, Gus Chad is wrong. I have never lived in Austin, but he is correct in that Austin is the place where spam is produced. And they also have a spam museum, which is my favorite museum on the planet, because not only do they do a good job of the history of spam, the memorabilia of spam, but they also give spamples. So that's the reason why I am the self-appointed spambassador to the BFO. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is the Laughing Buddha. You know, he does the Scooter Diaries, Little Shore, and the North and South of things, except I don't know if he and George in Atlanta are doing that anymore. It breaks my heart if they're not. But anyway, Laughing Buddha, thank you so much for the call and for the Clara. For the Clara. Big Fatty, you mean like Aunt Clara?
On the other hand, you know, now, what was that?
I mean, the clarification of how you got the title of Spambassador and why. Well, Big Fatty, he said he was self-appointed. I don't blame him. You should absolutely get the title because you were relaying the term spamples. Big Fatty, bring in a stool spample. Big Fatty, vulgar.
It's me. Larry, Vader,
V-E-D-E-R,
and
Jay Wiggle,
a lesbian who passed the Barber Boulevard. We're just calling to check in on our way to pick up the Mobile Mansion.
It's gonna be a single wide.
A single wide, and we are a little delayed this morning. Not as delayed as I actually thought we were gonna be, but a little delayed. And we're on our way to the Lakeland, Florida, the former home of that big fat Ricky, or Jay Wizzle, excuse me, Jay Wizzle, cut that out, you'll edit that out, right? Does not know big fat Ricky, but needless to say, he'll understand everything when he sees Lakeland. Did you pack your Kevlar?
I did.
Okay, good. You might wanna go ahead and put it on. But what day is it? Thursday? No, it's not. It's Thursday.
Oh, hell.
I'm pretty sure it's Thursday. We're going to get in that motor mansion and head right on back up to the Larry's Hideaway, hopefully. However, it seems to be raining.
The rain came down, in rushing, rising rivulets, till the river crept out of its bed and crept right into piglets.
And the Bubble Mansion might not have windshield wipers.
We're not quite sure yet about the windshield wiper situation because they looked a little bit tattered last week. So this may prove to be an issue, but we'll work it out. We're breaking in the rain. Anything else? You have anything else to report to the listeners? He only has like 10. And you know most of them. Do you have anything else?
Yeah. I'm good on the Barber Boulevard.
All right. Well, we will report back in when we pass Barber Boulevard on the return north.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is old Vader. Yes. Oh.
Well, let me hang up.
Oh.
I have extra special Christmas messaging.
Okay. Y'all, that, of course, is Vader and Jay Wizzle. Jay Wizzle and Vader, thank you so much for the call. Y'all, that was just a week ago. Just a week ago when they were going down to get Miss Dolly. I believe that's what Vader is calling the Mobile Mansion is Miss Dolly, or is that what his jalopy is called? Ready? We don't know. But anyway, Vader, thank you so much for, and we got a weather reporter. Yes, Big Betty, it's the Central Florida, the Lakeland Weather Rat was reporting in for us. Yes,
Big Betty. Hey, it's Ricky, and I was calling because a couple weeks ago I called, or maybe a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, I was like, oh my God, So Question Month is my favorite month, and I cannot wait. Well, it's finally here, and I didn't even call to ask a so-so question, so I have one. And my so-so question is, do you put ketchup on your scrambled egg? Because it's fucking disgusting if you do. Anyway, I think you should take a poll to see who puts ketchup on their eggs so that I can just not talk to them ever again. Anyway, I hope you have a great day. So-so question month has been pretty good. And I will talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is Big Ricky. Big Fatty. I hate to interrupt, but we have someone special that just entered the studio. Oh, who was it? Big Fatty, it is Big Ricky's mama. Step over here, Big Ricky's mama, and speak to Ginger Bear. Is that you, Ginger Bear? I hear you had part of your moob removed, a fillet of moob, I look forward to your nipples healing so I can pinch them again. Thank you for calling. Big Fatty, that's lovely. It was. But Big Ricky, you know Big Ricky was from down there in the lake. Yes, Big Fatty Invader told us. And Big Ricky, first of all, thank you so much for the call. And it's about damn time you got one in before So-So Question Month ended. And anyway, the absolutely a So-So question. And I couldn't agree with you more. I could not agree with you more. I think that now, Big Ricky, do you say catsup or do you say ketchup? You know, is it C-A-T-S-U-P or is it K-E-T-C-H? UP. Big Fatty, it's vulgar, whatever it is. I hate catsup or ketchup, whichever one you want to say. I'm sure the old gal out there in Walnut Hills will give us a speech on the proper use of the term catsup or ketchup. So, because I don't know what the hell the difference is. But anyway, Big Ricky, absolutely do not put catsup or ketchup on my scrambled eggs, and I too think that it is vulgar.
Ketchup, I don't like it either.
Okay, your mama doesn't like it either. She raised you right.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's your gay country boy, Wes. Just wanted to give you a quick call because I know this bitch is probably going to hang up on me. I am so thankful that I am your new number 3 fan. I will do more and, you know, call more often. I'll try to stay out from underneath people and on top of people long enough to give you a call. So, love you much, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye!
Yeah, I see y'all, that, of course, is the number 3 fan of the BFO for 2017. Y'all, that's the Gay Country West Big Fatty, and it is not spelled it is not spelled C-U-N-T. And West, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, you didn't have many so-so questions. Well, y'all, I don't listen to the questions ahead of time, so I don't know if the calls have a so-so question or not. So you get what you get. Yes, Big Fatty! But anyway, Wes, Big Fatty, who did he say he was staying underneath somebody? Well, you know, it's just, I think that's a figure of speech. No, Big Fatty, I think he's pretty much staying underneath someone. We need that Mr. Cackle bed pounding sound. Big Fatty! Yeah, I guess y'all, on hump day, I got my Ruby Red loan redone, so I've gone from 4.45% interest to 1.99% interest, and y'all, I had to get in touch with my insurance agent, because you have to change who holds the lien on the car. And y'all, when I called her, she says, "Are you a Big Fatty? By the way, I was doing some research, and I've found another policy with the same insurance company that instead of you paying $960 a month, it's going to be $840." And I said, "Well, that's lovely." I said, "But now I don't need that roadside assistance, and that's $25, so that'll take it down to what, $815? She goes, "No, $795. I went, "What?" And she says, "Wait a minute, I just pushed another button. It's down to $759 now." So y'all, she saved me $201 on my annual car insurance for Ruby Red. Yes! Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Turnipin from the Underpants Show. And y'all, while the Urban Guy T.O. was on a holiday, Shirtless Jay filled in. And y'all, I was not following. He used to be on that shit podcast. And I wasn't following him, but y'all, you really should. It's at Shirtless J. But y'all, there's lots of nakedness. Lots of nakedness on there. And anyway, Shirtless J, I'm sure you don't listen to the BFO, but if you did, what advice would you have for me?
So, Big Fatty, open your eyes a little more. No.
He is old.
Oh, he's very very old, but he wears a shirt.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.